Thousands of Alaskans are out of work as businesses remain closed amid the spread of the coronavirus. One particularly hard-hit industry is the personal care sector. A broad swath of professional services, including hairdressers, barbers, manicurists, and tattoo artists. An order from the governor formally barred those businesses from operating on Tuesday. But the employment structure in this particular part of the economy leaves many of its workers in a uniquely vulnerable position. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Drift Salon in Anchorage had just finished an expansion when owner Meg Ronick got word the state was ordering all businesses like hers to stop operations. But by then, Ronick says, she'd already closed up shop.
There's no way we could really practice our job and follow the social distancing guidelines.
Hairstylists have to get close to their clients. And for a while, Ronick says, she and her staff were managing coronavirus concerns by being extra cautious with hygiene and sterilization. But with 12 chairs, she says, there was just too much traffic and uncertainty for things to feel safe.
One of my hairdressers came to me and was... She had had somebody in her chair that had just traveled. And then right after that, her very next client was an older woman on oxygen.
Ronick's salon is a little bit unique. Half the stylists are employees and the other half are independent contractors. That means they essentially rent space inside her salon but manage their business as sole proprietors or contractors. And that's the status for a lot of the personal care sector. Normally, this arrangement gives workers tons of flexibility, but right now it means they miss out on many of the safety net programs that other employees newly out of work have access to.
I think all of my independent contractors are wishing that they were employees at this point.
The big reason why is unemployment insurance. Independent contractors, whether you're an Uber driver or an esthetician, don't qualify for it under state rules.
That's been a number one thing that everybody's been like, well, why don't you just apply for unemployment? And it's like, you guys don't understand that we're sole proprietor businesses.
Renee Meza has been cutting hair for 16 years and originally got into the field because of the flexibility it afforded. If she needed more money, she could book more appointments. And as a single mother, adjust the work to her kids' scheduling needs. One of the trade-offs, though, is that she's responsible for a lot more overhead expenses, with few of the perks or protections for workers covered by labor laws.
There's no backup plan. We don't have sick days that we can cash in on, none of that kind of stuff.
It's a 1-2 punch for stylists, Meza says, because many of them supplement their salon work with jobs in bars and restaurants, and now those are mostly closed, too. Meza says a while back, she began restructuring her business so that she was saving more and is extremely grateful for that right now. But it's not a position everyone in the industry is afforded.
It's a very cash in hand industry. And if you aren't financially savvy or budget savvy, these women are going on a day-to-day basis, a lot of them.
For the first time in her adult life, Meza says she can't work and is debating whether it might make sense to apply for a job stocking shelves at a grocery store, since that's one of the few places hiring amid the shutdown. She says one of the silver linings to the current situation is that her clients have gone out of their way to support her, booking appointments in the future or buying gift cards. That's not an option, though, for tattoo artist Jake Scrivener.
Like, for example, my schedule is out, you know, almost a year. It's like, you know, 6 or 7 months. I don't know. I can't book because I don't know where I can put people.
Scrivener owns Ultraviolence Tattoo in Anchorage. And like hair and nail salons, tattoo parlors are closed indefinitely under the governor's order. Artists working in his shop rent booths from him, but are independent contractors, not employees.
Some of the tattooers have reserves and some are, you know, on a pretty limited income where missing a week of work really matters. You know, we all have house payments and truck payments and there's not a lot of alternative there income, you know, it's you have to work every day and that's what we do.
For the time being, Scrivener is suspending the shop rent his artists would normally pay until more details about the business closures are clear. He's keeping a close eye on state and federal legislation that might help keep him afloat. He says he has some emergency funds to draw on for the time being, but if the shop has to stay closed for very long, he may need to apply for a loan.
If this went on for longer than 3 months, I mean, yeah, we would be in trouble, serious trouble. And we're one of the most successful tattoo shops in Alaska.
A member of the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, which oversees most of the personal care services in the state, says there are about 7,000 licensees in Alaska affected by the closure. According to a press release from U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski's office, the Senate-approved stimulus bill in its present form would cover 39 weeks of unemployment assistance for workers not currently eligible under state laws, including the self-employed and independent contractors. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.